All right, good morning. It is Wednesday, September 16th. That's not the voice I'm used to hearing. Where's Dominic? Where's Dominic? Well, fortunately, we found a brand new big roll of duct tape. So don't worry, Dominic is very secure over in the corner, but he will be prevented from getting to the microphone during the last hour of this show, because I've always been very insulted that I'm never invited when we have our food specialists in. Joining us today, as they do once a month on a Wednesday every month, is our chef, Norbert. What's your last name, Mr.
Klotz, K-L-O-T-Z, typical German.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, my father's mother's name was Matilda Greiner.
Wow.
So, yes, so she was one of yours.
Oh, yeah, she
lovely
was.
Lovely lady, yes.
Good food, oh,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yep. I got to be honest, my father's grandmother, my father's mother, better cook than my mother's mother.
Okay.
Yes. She was, Marie Harrington of Irish English descent. So as you said, everything overboiled.
Yep.
Yeah, and also Chef Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, name, rank,
Laura
serial
Moritz.
Number.
Laura Moritz.
Okay.
Serial number 12345678 9.
Yeah.
And I'm also of German descent. Both of my parents were German.
Ah, okay.
I'm actually a dual citizen.
Oh, really?
So, yep.
No kidding.
Yep.
I sometimes joke that I'm Irish-German, so I'm both stubborn and thick.
Yes.
Norbert didn't laugh at that one. I'm going to move my chair a little bit farther away from the microphone. But let the record show that Germany is stepping up more than any other country on planet Earth during this refugee crisis. So all hail
to
Germany for that. But that's not what we're here to discuss. Politics is way too controversial. So let's move into religion. No. All right, let's go into food. Chef Norbert.
Yes.
Okay.
You know that Germans make the best knives in the world,
uh-oh,
too. Yeah. Okay.
I'm still moving farther away.
And they are sharp and pointy.
Yes, unlike me, which some people think I'm deep, but actually I'm dull and thick. There's a difference. Fall, what is in season and what can be made out of it? Back to school, quick meals required in the afternoon, which kids like. 20-minute meals. Oh, now you're talking my style. How to buy, prepare, and cook Oktoberfest celebration and typical meals. Cook. Oktoberfest is drinking beer. What do you mean cooking?
Well, you need something to absorb the alcohol.
Good point.
So,
well, you're the experts here. Where do you guys want to start?
Yeah, first of all, the Oktoberfest, by definition, is not in October. It is in September.
Okay.
It ends in October, but most of the celebration is done during September.
And they recover from it in November.
Absolutely. By Thanksgiving, everything should be done.
What is the cultural tradition of Oktoberfest? I mean, does this go back 2 decades or 2,000 years?
That goes back, I want to say, several hundred years in Bavaria, and it was a show. Actually, it was a show for farmers where they showed off their animals and sold them in an area which is called the Wiesen.
Okay.
Was a huge meadow. And during that time, there were also a lot of farmers from out of town. They came together, and then, of course, what do they want? Beer.
Right.
And a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
And at the very same time, then the Oktoberfest started.
Mm-hmm. Like a big county fair.
It was a big county fair.
The biggie.
Yes. Yeah.
Maria Theresia Wiesen, that's the name of the lady at that time. So, Oktoberfest, yes. What is famous for Oktoberfest? Of course, there are Wurst, Bratwurst, and all of the Bavarian specialties,
the pretzels,
the Metwurst, the Teewurst, the Weißwurst, Rostbratwurst, Nürnberger Bratwurst, and all those different kinds, and all of the potato salads. And you have the Zwiebelkuchen, which is...
Hold on, the what?
Zwiebelkuchen.
Watch your language on this show, Norbert.
Oh, absolutely.
It's
no problem.
It's my license at risk here.
The Zwiebelkuchen, which is a flatbread with onions. It's like an onion pizza.
Oh.
Onion pizza with ham.
Literally translated, it's an onion cake, but it's not sweet. It's savory.
Okay.
It's a little bit sweet. It depends
a little. But it's not a dessert.
How you prepare it. But it's not. You can eat it as a dessert, actually. You could.
Okay.
But it is like an
onion
pizza.
Careful, Laura. He's got the knives.
I know.
It's nothing like a fruitcake, though.
No. It's more like a pizza.
Yes.
Although you can put some bacon in it, and then it tastes like fruit, you know.
What? Huh?
Bacon tastes like fruit, yeah.
Okay.
Everything tastes better with bacon.
Bacon, there
right?
it is, yep.
And, of course, you have the sauerkraut and the Spätzle, which is...
homemade pasta. German homemade pasta, noodles.
Yes, and you have to big... upper arm strength.
Yes,
to do
you have
that,
a lot of
right?
upper arms. That's why Germans are built with big shoulders, mm-hmm. so that they can make that dough.
And they, as you know, usually back in the day, it was East German women who dominated the shot put event at the Olympics.
And it's because of Spätzle.
Wow.
So.
And you didn't think you were going to learn things today that you can use in everyday life? When you get to work today, go up to someone and say, do you know why the East German women dominated the shot put in the 70s?
No, it was not the shot put. Actually, those were the Russian. Tamara Press, Irina Press, you remember her?
I do.
The Eastern Germans were good in javelin.
But, okay, well, same thing.
Yeah, and in swimming.
And let's not forget the greatest East German athlete of all time, Katarina Witt.
Ah, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Even
no,
when she wasn't skating, she was fabulous.
She's a very, very nice person.
She was. Yes.
Very nice person.
No, not to get into the whole Katarina Witt thing, but there was recently a special about her.
Yeah.
And she was amazing because she grew up, because of her athletic prowess, completely sheltered from so many of the horrors of the East German government.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until she was older that she realized she lived so much differently than the rest
Everybody
of the people
else.
In that country. But no, she was an elite athlete and truly one of the good guys.
Absolutely.
But again, we're not here to talk about religion. We're not here to talk about Katarina Witt. So let me rein it in.
So what else do you need to
beer.
Know about Oktoberfest? So beer. Different types of beers.
Let the record show it took us till 9:09 to get to that.
Different types of breads and, of course, a lot of good music and a lot of fun and... Yeah, we have a big Oktoberfest coming up on 9/26 for approximately 80 people, and we do that in North Providence.
Okay.
And that will be a lot of fun. Believe me, that will be a lot of fun.
And actually, I'll be making the breads because you can't find real German bread here. One of these days, somebody has to open up a German bakery or one of the I have to talk to Seven Stars. We need to get some good... German bread here.
Seven Stars has good breads.
Oh,
there is definitely
bread.
No doubt about
bread,
it.
But not the
but
German stuff.
But not all kinds.
Yes.
You go into a German bakery and they have, I want to say, between 50 and 70 different kinds of bread in there.
Wow.
All different sizes, all different flour types, all different types of baking, and also the small ones, the Brötchen, which are the little breads, and all different kinds. So speaking, Germany has a better culture in bread than it is here.
Okay.
Yes, you find bread here.
Yeah,
you
Wonder
find.
Bread.
No,
which
not
is,
those
Which
ones.
Is good for rolling up into balls and throwing at kids at lunch.
Yeah, Seven Stars actually does a great job. But,
yes, they do.
What we need is a good sourdough rye and a good dark black bread.
Hold on. Just hearing those words. A good sourdough rye. Oh, that's right up my alley.
See?
Now, it is 2015. Are there any gluten-free German breads?
No, they don't believe in that.
Good.
No.
Oh. Another
not
way
really.
Germany leads the world. Gluten intolerance, suck it up. We're not changing our whole diet for you, why I oughta. Nor, but I get the feeling that Lara's getting a bigger kick out of this than you are.
In regards to the Oktoberfest?
In regards to the desperate attempts at humor on my part.
Yeah, I'm a little bit skeptical about that. Yeah.
I'm just female. I know how to humor the laugh at their jokes. Isn't that the
Make him think he's funny. It'll go quicker. Gosh. 9:12 here. We've got 3 minutes until our first break. Here in the last portion of Wake Up with Dominic with Chef Norbert and Chef Lara in tow here. Do you own your own restaurant, Norbert?
Oh, definitely not.
Okay.
No, definitely not. We are personal chefs, which means we do not have brick and mortar. But if you go outside with me to my car, I can show you all of the pots and pans and everything what I have in the back. Yes. And we are actually equipped to go to a customer's home and prepare meals. We just have to buy some food, and then we could do it right away.
Yeah, we cook about a month's worth of food in your home.
Wow.
And put it in the freezer, and then you eat it, and then when it's all gone, you call us and say, do it again!
Yes, yes.
And then we come and do it again.
Wow.
So we bring everything. Pots, all we need is a sink and a stove and a refrigerator. Yeah. That's all we need.
I think, Paul, you have that at home. I hope that you at home.
We do have pots and pans at home, but the lovely Carol McLaughlin...
I bring them. Yeah. I bring them. Don't you worry. I will bring them.
Because our pots and pans, the lovely Carol McLaughlin of the Quincy McLaughlins, she uses them as weapons first and cooking implements second. And living with me, you can understand that point of view. But we're down to our last frying pan, frankly. So I'm one transgression away from no more bacon and eggs on Saturday morning.
You know that I showed Dominic a couple of months ago how to do the microwavable egg?
That was the microwavable omelets in the mason jar.
Yes, in the mason jar.
I was listening.
Did you do it?
You don't even need pots and pans. He doesn't use a microwave, remember?
Thank you, Laura. I don't believe in microwaves. I don't understand the technology. They tell pregnant women not to stand next to them, so I'm afraid of them.
Yeah, they also say pregnant women should not go next to a cell phone and see what happens here.
That's true.
I mean, it's all about those radio waves.
Gosh, darn. But I did make one of the only things I am qualified, the only thing on earth that I really make well is I make killer omelets.
Really?
I use cheddar cheese and steamed spinach. It's got to be steamed. You don't want to boil it because then it gets kind of too soggy and too overdone.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
the
only thing in the world. Well, I guess two things. I make a hell of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But omelets and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, truly.
That's a gift. Yeah.
I would put those up with anyone. Every other food on planet Earth, I'm at your beck and call because I need people like you. We're coming up to our 9:15, our first break. I'm Paul Healy, filling in for Dominic. Chef Laura is here along with Norbert with the knives, so I'm moving my microphone.
Pointy knives.
Fortunately, they're knives and not swords, so I can keep a safe distance. We'll be right back after this.
Time is drawing near for Crafts on the Common, so mark the date of Saturday, September 19th, for a fall craft fair you just won't want to miss. Tables with handmade items, seasonal decorations, and so much more will be ready for waiting on the lawn of the Christian Educational Building at the Central Congregational Church, located on Commonwealth Avenue in Attleboro Falls, from 9 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., come rain or shine.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, I had one thing on my mind. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
You're invited to celebrate the harvest at the 28th Annual Apple Festival to be held at Johnston Memorial Park on Hartford Avenue in Johnston, Rhode Island on Saturday and Sunday, September 19th and 20th, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. You can have your pie and eat it too at this festival by virtue of the time-honored traditions of pie baking and pie eating contests. And while you're there, enjoy music, children's activities, and the fruits of local artists. For more information, call 401-744-5644.
While the
Whoops, there's a mistake. You're supposed to start talking before the lyrics begin. Yeah. Well, every time I make a mistake, which is quite often, either with an outlandish opinion or another in my never-ending losses in my battles with these computers, I ring this bell, and we owe another dollar to charity. For the first half of September, it was the Ark of Bristol County. For the second half of September, starting today, it is the United Way.
Nice.
We've rang the bell 3 times. Lucky for me, it's not my show yet until 10 o'clock, so those don't count against me.
Well, speaking of charity, we actually have our soup and
excuse
friends
me one second. We're here with Chef Lara and Chef Norbert. Chef Lara was saying, before she was so rudely interrupted,
we have our annual Soup and Friends Night coming up.
Okay.
It's our 4th annual Soup and Friends Night, and it is a free event which occurs at our location in Providence. And it's we make 4 different soups. People come with a bowl, a spoon, and a friend. And we have
so BYOB means bring your own bowl?
Yes, that's correct.
BYOUF is bring your own friends.
Okay.
And BYOS means bring your own spoon, because those things are necessary. Bring your spoon, a bowl, and a friend.
And KYMS S means keep your mouth shut. So I'll do that and let you finish a sentence.
Oh, you made a mistake. You have to hit that.
All right, darn. Okay.
And so we judge the best bowl, the most unique bowl, the biggest spoon, but you do have to be able to eat out of it.
Okay.
And the furthest traveled. And you get prizes, and we raise money, so we have a place to donate to the food bank, the Rhode Island Food Bank.
Oh, good.
And, yeah, it's a fabulous night. It's one of our favorite events of the whole year. And people come and have soup, and it's very... It's just relaxed and casual, and it's a really, really great time. Last year we raised over $500.
Oh, $750, Lara.
Oh, there you go, $750. You can tell who does the accounting.
Yes, right.
and who has to clean up after.
So it's a fabulous event. If you can come, the information's on our website. It's Saturday, November 14th, and it starts at 4:30 p.m., but it's an open house style, so come when you can. And, yeah, we'd love to see you there.
And it's free. It's free. So you are not obligated to bring money.
Okay.
There is a bowl there where you can drop something off, but it is free.
And that's
so
Saturday.
It is fun.
That's Saturday, November 14th. The website is www, which I don't think anyone has to say anymore.
I think that's assumed. I think it's assumed. Yeah.
So the website is Chef Lara, that's L-A-R-A .com.
MyChefLara.com. Yes.
Oh, there is a my. Darn the luck. Boy, we're lucky this isn't counting against my bank account. Now, the soups here, it's November 14th, which is close to Thanksgiving.
Yep.
If any of the soups are really, really good, well, I'm sure a lot of them.
Believe me, they are really good.
But can you get the recipe? Go
Absolutely.
Home and for your big Thanksgiving meal,
absolutely.
Try to convince your family that it's your recipe?
Yes.
Absolutely, you can. And I have already 2 soups which we have nominated to be this year's participants. One is the award-winning shrimp and corn chowder.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
3 times winner of this soup night and once runner-up. And the Hungarian goulash soup. Actually edged out the shrimp and corn chowder last time a little bit. And then we are having 2 new soups, which we don't know yet which they are going to be.
We're figuring that out. So we always have, we try to have a vegetarian, of course, so that so if people come who are vegetarian, they have
an option. So my son from Pembroke Ave in Providence
absolutely can come. Yep, mm-hmm. Exactly. And then we usually also try to have a fish or something lighter so that people can have a lot of options. And then as our prizes, actually, we give away recipe books.
Oh, excellent.
For all 4 soups.
Is anyone else out there desperately biting their tongue, trying not to make a soup Nazi joke? Oops. Too late. Rats. Sorry. Again with a knife. I'm going to move away a little bit. What a great event. Saturday, September 14th, and it's free.
And it happens at my house on the east side of Providence, and we open up the doors, and people come in. All the neighbors are there, customers are there, and friends, a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Last time we had 75 to 80 people there. Yeah,
and you raised over $750 for the food bank.
Yep,
yes,
absolutely.
Good.
Good. Monday morning, we went to the food bank, dressed up nicely, of course.
Yes, yeah.
And then gave all of the money and the checks to the lady at the food bank, took a nice picture, of course, and then we were on Facebook. Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
Now, normally when you come in, sometimes you have wine. You knew I was going to be here, so you knew that was a really bad idea. But you usually have some food with you to sample. Dominic's not here today, so you didn't bother. How is that supposed to make me feel?
Now, don't you worry about that. Okay. Today was Lara's turn to bring something in. And I would have loved to do that, but actually...
I bought coffee.
Wait, here comes the boss. Norbert's picking Lara up. He's getting ready to throw her underneath it. Oh! Wow.
Ah, darn. I better shut up now, I know.
Well, Lara, had you not screwed up and forgotten about me, what would you have brought in? That's German for brought.
Oh, yes.
Brought in for me
exactly.
To eat.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of things. You know, in the morning, I always make some morning muffins in the morning for the week so that we have breakfast. But things to think about for the fall are, you know, we really, we're starting to turn towards the colder seasons. So a lot of the vegetables that are out there are either gourds, we're talking, you know, the squashes are coming out, the hardier vegetables that can last, the kales and the collard greens and the, one of my favorite and very unsung heroes of September particularly is eggplant. And a lot
eggplant,
of people
Parmesan,
don't
get
like
away from
eggplant.
Me.
Oh. And that's because my theory is just because it isn't prepared. Everyone does eggplant Parmesan.
Yeah.
And there's so many other eggplant recipes out there that people just, they look at eggplant and they're like, no, we don't even want to do
it. I'm just going to, if you don't like eggplant, turn off your radio right now.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, keep it on. I'm going to tell you how to make eggplant wonderful.
All right, what she said.
Okay. So there are many different dishes. Eggplant itself does actually not have a strong flavor. A lot of people are averse to the texture of eggplant. So there are things you can do to eggplant to make it not be that kind of weird
mushy
that people don't like, or use the mushiness in your favor. This weekend, as a matter of fact, I just made an eggplant dish with shrimp and Parmesan and eggplant and basil. And the flavor of it really was shrimp and Parmesan. Mm. And so if you like those flavors, it was a fabulous, fabulous dish. And you put in breadcrumbs, and what you want to do to eggplant before you cook it is to put salt on it. Let it sit in a strainer for about 15 minutes. What that does is it draws the moisture out of it.
Okay.
And it makes it so that you can use it in almost any dish. And what it does is it adds nutrients, and it doesn't add a lot of flavor. So it'll take on whatever it is that you add to it.
That's what I was going to. Does eggplant absorb the flavor?
It will,
from
yes.
One of it?
But okay. You have to take the water out of it first.
All right.
Right. So, and one of the recipes we actually have up on our website is something called fragrant eggplant, and it's an Asian dish, and of course it takes on the flavors of the strong the soy sauce, and you saute it, and it's a wonderful, and it's a very quick, fast meal that's very nutritious for you, and you serve it over rice or however you want to serve it, and it's a wonderful dish. So if you go on our website, mychef.lara.com, it is on there. There's a link from the homepage for all of our WARA listeners, and it takes you right to the fragrant eggplant dish. And that's a perfect dish for the fall because eggplant's in season, and because it's back to school. And
it's fast.
Yes, with back to school, we have weeknight meals that are very rushed, and kids are going off to here and off to there, and so the day becomes very, very, very crazy. So this dish is very quick because it's a very quick cooking ingredient.
And to parents, school has just begun again. We know this is a very, very stressful time for parents. So if you are pulling your hair out, please do it away from the stove while making the eggplant dish, because you don't want that mixed in.
You don't
with
want
the
that
eggplant.
In your dishes. No, yeah. No. So, I mean.
But if you make this, it's so quick and it's so good for
your
kids, you will pull your hair out less.
And the kids will eat it because it doesn't taste like eggplant, right? So really, the trick to eggplant is to just put whatever flavors you like in it. If you like garlic, right?
Oh.
Do a garlic with the eggplant. So, it's really a great vegetable.
That reminds me, we used to. One of the quick meals for kids, and I I shudder to say this in front of the chefs. I'm going to move away a little bit, actually farther from Norbert's knives. But when my kids were little, we'd occasionally make the fish sticks. And then my daughter Gracie decided she didn't like fish, so we called them fun sticks. Fooled her for a solid 7 or 8 months before she caught on.
See, yes, exactly. So, and with eggplant, just don't tell them it's in there. They can't taste it. It's.
What would you know? You know what? How do you say eggplant in German?
Ooh.
Aubergine.
Well, if you guys don't know, I don't know.
It's aubergine.
Aubergine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, say, so we're having aubergine tonight.
That is French. What is it in German? I don't even know. Okay.
How do you not know that?
Let the record show, I stumped them. 9:28
Don't worry, we're going to look it up right now.
All right. I'm telling you, that was an error. You have to ring that thing again.
Okay. Very quickly before our next break, the 22nd of September, which is coming up like way quick, that's 6 days from now.
Yes, that's next Tuesday.
You have knife skills.
Oh, yeah. We are teaching knife skills.
Okay.
Yes. I can tell you a little bit more about that.
We'll do that, and then we'll go to our next break.
Okay.
Is that okay, Laura?
That's fine with me.
Okay.
So on Hope Street in Providence, there is a store which is called Stock, and that's a kitchen store. And once a month, we are there, and we are teaching 10 people how to use a knife. How to hold it, how to sharpen it, how to be safe with a knife, how to do anything with the knife, how the work area looks like, and everything for $10.
Wow.
So if you, and it's a for 2 hours supervised chef knife skills class, and you can sign up for it on Eventbrite. So try to find that.
Okay.
That is in cooperation with Urban Greens from Providence and also Stock Culinary Goods. And my chef, Lara. We have 2 or 3 chefs there this time.
Whoops.
Lara will be there too, and Deb. And we have the knives. And show people how to use it. Normally, they don't even know what they can do with their knife or what they should not do with their knife. So, like putting it in a sink with soapy water and then grabbing in there and then suddenly, oops, too late. Or transporting the knife loose on a cutting board and then, oops, you have a flying weapon and so on and so on. So you're picking on me now.
I've done both those things.
Believe me, it will hurt you.
Of course, the last training I had with a knife was whittling in Boy Scouts at Camp Resolute. So I could use something like this.
Yeah. So come on, come over, sign up for $10, 2 hours of unattended, a lot of attention from the chefs who know how to use their knives, all different kinds of cuts we show, the brunoise or the... Yeah. All those nice French, the little dice, the small dice, and then we show you actually how to dice an onion without starting to cry.
Okay.
And things like that. Yes, absolutely.
That's nice. Nice skills class at Stock on Hope Street in Providence. That's September 22nd. Find it on eventbrite.com.
Absolutely.
Co-hosted by Stock and Urban Greens. All right, it is 9:31. We're going to take a break here on WARA. We'll be right back, and until then, don't you go changing.
Man, last night we put on an epic light show.
So epic.
The crowd loved us.
Wait, there are only 4 people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their 4 faces? Their eyes lit up brighter than ours, and we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to be out here rocking out our light show at a forest near you, so come check us out.
Check us out.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What is that?
Oh, that? It's my time machine.
Does it work?
Sure. Just hit this button.
Whoa, dinosaurs. Cool.
Or we can go here.
Hey, that's Napoleon.
Oui.
Or we can go to the future.
Wow. Hey, you have this nice house. Do I have a nice house?
No, you didn't save any money. Always spent it on vacations and stuff.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and correct that bad habit.
Yep.
Okay, the time machine is not real, but the saving thing is. Get in the habit of putting some of your money in savings each week through a 401k, savings account, or financial investments. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy tips on saving, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
What does this crazy little button do?
Wait, no!
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
The Attleboro Farmers Market has set up location this year at O'Connell Field in Capron Park, and parking is available at the Attleboro High School Bushy Street lot and all along Blue Pride Way. Enjoy a stroll through the park from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. each and every Saturday morning, right straight through until October 24th to find fresh fruits and vegetables at your fingertips. Buy fresh, buy local. For more information, feel free to send an email to attleborofarmersmarket@gmail.com.
Oh, there's another mistake. I picked this song, but I didn't have it in there. Oh, well. All right, welcome back to Wake Up with Dominic here. We're here with Chef Norbert and Chef Lara, and they are personal chefs. And they will come to your home with their own pots and pans and make some stuff that tastes a heck of a lot better than my specialty, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich on oat bread with Fritos and chocolate milk. If you want to eat real food, contact someone like Chef Norbert or Chef Lara. I was mentioning off the air that, thank God, I live in Quincy, so the loving Carol McLaughlin of the Quincy McLaughlins didn't hear about this because she'd hire you in a second. So, Norbert, darn the luck, you mentioned there's a gentleman in Roslindale.
Yep.
Who does what you do, and Carol might be interested in something like that.
And she's had absolutely. Enough. And you can find personal chefs who are certified personal chefs at the USPCA, which is the United States Personal Chef Association. And you can look it up on hireachef.com. And one of our colleagues is Lester Esser. He is from Roslindale. And last month you had Laura McDougall here, mm-hmm. Home Plate Advantage. Yep. She is from Stoughton.
Oh, okay.
So that is not far away from you.
Right.
And she does exactly the same thing, or with a little bit different twist on it, but provides you with the necessary food you need at home. Mm-hmm. They are coming to your house and they are cooking there.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And you know, I could have afforded that before the show started. Then with all these bell ringings, now I don't know if it's in the budget anymore, darn the luck.
Well, one of the big differences between people think that personal chefs are private chefs, and that's not the case. A private chef is someone who actually lives in your home and cooks three meals a day, and those are very expensive for the rich and famous.
Mm. And you are not married to him or
right.
her, right?
Correct, yes, so, and you are not married to him or her.
But that's in Ben Affleck's case, you might end a marriage.
Exactly. But we're very affordable because we come into your home about once a month, and we cook a month's worth of food and put it in your fridge or freezer, and that makes it, we only come once in a month, so it becomes very affordable,
and
our services.
And cost-wise, it's less expensive than takeout. Absolutely, it is.
Which adds up quickly.
Oh, yeah, yes. You know.
Yes, it does.
Now, you must know.
Oh, yes. That wasn't true. I'd be offended. Oh, God. We haven't gotten to this yet because I'm behind schedule because I'm me. October 3rd, a chop-a-tition.
Yeah, chop-a-tition. That's an event, actually, which we have developed at My Chef Lara.
Uh-huh.
And that is based on the TV show Chopped. And we created something for corporate events for team building.
Oh.
And we have a chop-a-tition event on October 3, but that is already sold out. And there are 15 participants in there. And we have four teams of three people.
Okay.
And each of those...
That's 12, Norbert.
That is 12. And we have three judges.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. So 15 people. Yes. Come on. Great. So we have four stations completely laid out with a burner, And we also have a microwave in the back. We have complete pantry. We have a complete setup. And then we have secret ingredients, which we give to the team. And now here comes the role of the team. You have a team leader. Uh-huh. You have a cook. You have a recorder. And you have a sous chef. Okay. And now they have to work out how to prepare a meal as a team, rather than as one taking over.
Wow.
And then they are competing, of course, half an hour. It's a timed event. Mm-hmm. And then they present it to the chef, to the judges. Yeah. And of course, the judges have a lot to say about that. And the audience has a lot to say about that. And the chefs have a lot to say about that. And
which of you prepared the gruel?
And it is really, really interesting to see how the teams behave. Last time when we did that, we had one person, extremely good cook, and was also the team leader. But she took over the responsibilities of the sous chef. So she took the knife out of her hand, and then and then the recorder, who was supposed to write up everything what was done, he did not get any information. Oh, however, that team won for food.
Oh,
but not for team.
But not for team.
All right, very good.
So, but everybody who was in the audience saw the differences and learned from how is the best way to do it.
Wow.
It is interesting.
So this cook or chef said to her team what my father used to say to me when I was little, you want to help? Get out of the way. Yeah. That's how you can help.
And it was, you know, it's designed as a corporate event, but we also can do it for parties. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's a different way to engage people. And, you know, it's people have a great time.
And Tupperware parties, folks, those are so 90s. Yeah. All right. So what you really want to one, have fun, two, learn some cooking skills, and three, some team building skills is a chop-a-tition.
A chop-a-tition. That's what it is.
Wow. And then on October 8th, we have the Ocean State Job Lot Business... No, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Do we want to go to this next, the Ocean State Business Expo?
Yes. This is just a quick note. There is something called the Ocean State Business Expo happening at the Crown Plaza on October 8th in Warwick. My chef, Laura, will be there, so please come on by, stop by our table. We will be making omelets in a jar. and it's an expo for businesses in Rhode Island. And we'll be there, and several other of our partners will be there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So come on by the Ocean State Business Expo.
Excellent. And again, the Ocean State Business Expo is not affiliated with the Ocean State Slob Lot.
Exactly.
Which is a great store, but you can never get out of that place.
Gosh. That's true.
No, really, the lines at the registers?
They're long, yes.
Once again, I've taken us off topic. We're here with Norbert and Chef Laura. Where are we going next, Laura?
I did want to bring up back to the quick night meals.
Okay.
Because it's such a huge topic right now, I hear that all the time. I don't have time to make dinner. You can, of course, My Chef Laura, you can hire My Chef Laura to help out with that. Then you have meals prepared, homemade meals in the freezer that you can just pull out and feed your family with. But if you're doing it on your own, the trick to quick cooking is you need to choose your ingredients wisely, so or your preparation, your menus wisely. So some tricks and tips to do that is anything that you're cooking from a protein perspective, always make sure you chop into small pieces. Chicken, for example, or even meat, or use ground meat.
Okay.
All of those things cook a lot quicker. If you need to cook even fish, right? Because if you need to cook a chunk of a protein, it's going to take a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
You want to decrease the surface area, and that will cook it a lot
no,
faster.
No, actually, you want to increase.
Sorry, yes. The surface area.
But this is my engineering. Yes.
This one's for Laura.
Yes.
There it is.
And you want to, of course, choose quick cooking ingredients such as, you know, if you do rice, I have a recommendation if you are a big rice eater, then cook the rice ahead of time. It heats up fabulously.
Ah.
And then you can just throw it in the saute pan, you know, like cook a bunch of rice on Sunday, and then you can just throw it in a saute pan or and to reheat it or put stuff. Casseroles are fabulous. You just throw everything in a casserole dish, reheat it in the oven for 20 minutes. Poof, you have dinner. So things like that are keys to vegetables. Are very quick cooking. Steaming.
Do they have to be cut up small?
Well, it depends on the vegetable.
Okay, all right.
Like an eggplant.
Eggplants cook pretty quickly, actually. But if you do a butternut squash, obviously that's going to take a little bit longer to cook. But most vegetables cook very, very fast, especially steaming is a great way to do that. Or if you just add it, roast them. Roasting doesn't take all that long.
I'm lousy at roasting vegetables. Maybe I'm too impatient, but I always end up burning at least one side of them. I personally stick with the steaming. I like the steaming.
Steaming is good. Roasting is fabulous. It brings out great flavors. The trick is halfway through.
Well, I'm writing this
halfway
down.
Through, you need to shake the pan. Because what happens is you're letting them sit too long on one side, and that side is going to get burnt.
Okay. Are you roasting in the oven or in a pan?
In a pan.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Then you turn it around in between, yes.
Okay.
There is something. Not the pan. I mean the...
I know.
inside the vegetables, yes.
So if all that is too much, then feel free to contact us. We'd be more than happy to come and cook for you, healthy meals, and in no time you'll have dinner on the table.
Okay, quick digression. Rice. You were speaking of rice, which white rice is really getting a bad name lately. I've seen in the media.
Everything is from one time to another getting a bad name.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was the fish, then it was the chicken, then it is the beef. Now it's the rice. Next time it's the corn. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. So, white rice is good.
Yeah.
Brown rice is good.
Yeah.
It's all just relative. So brown rice is healthier for you than white rice. That doesn't make white rice bad.
Okay.
It just makes brown rice a healthier option.
All right.
Because of it's less processed, the whole grains. You know, there's a big movement now to what's called clean eating.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that has to do with unprocessed foods. So anything that's processed now gets a label of bad. But it's really all just relative. It's not that it's bad for you. It's just there are other options out there. But if you don't like brown rice, then you should eat white rice.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Or wild rice. Yeah.
And then lastly, and we'll get to a break and then come back and let you talk about what you came in to talk about, not the silly questions I'm asking. What's the difference between soup and stew?
The content of water.
All right. With a good stew, you don't use a can opener.
It's true of a good soup, too.
Yes, right.
Man. So normally in Germany we had a joke saying the first day it's a roast,
okay.
The second day it's a stew,
all right.
The third day it's a soup,
okay.
And then the fourth day it becomes coffee or something like that.
Right.
So it is all a question of the content of water and.
Okay.
But no, there are differences between soups and stews and how you start with it. But nevertheless, the stew is normally thicker than
it's
the
heartier.
Soup. Yes,
yeah.
It's heartier.
Okay, I was going to say the fourth day.
It
starts out as a roast.
Yeah.
And then a stew.
Yeah.
And then soup.
Yeah.
And then scraps for the dog.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, it's 9:45, actually closer to 9:46 here in 1320 WARA. Paul Healy sitting in for the final hour of Dominic Catoia's Morning Extravaganza with Chef Norbert and Chef Lara. We'll be right back after this.
Community V&A is offering a 6-week bereavement series for any adult experiencing loss. The program runs from September 30th to November 3rd at Community V&A, located at 10 Emory Street in Attleboro. Meetings are held Tuesdays or Wednesdays from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. This grief program is open to the public, but pre-registration is required. To register or for more information, call 1-800-220-0110 or 508-222-0118.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated.
The library.
On Jones' house.
The bus stop.
And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was 6, I had one thing on my mind. When I was 6, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was 6, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was 6, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The Attleboro Historic Preservation Society will hold its next meeting to kick off the new school year on September 17th. A presentation by Evelyn Silva and Barbara Hansen will detail Attleboro's existing old school buildings and their new uses. The program will be held at the Attleboro Area Industrial Museum located at 42 Union Street on Thursday, September 17th at 6:45 p.m. The program is free and open to the public.
All right, welcome back. We have 12 minutes to go here with our chefs extraordinaire, Chef Norbert and Chef Laura. Where the heck's Laura McDougal today?
Busy.
Yeah, she is busy. She
Dominic's not going to be there? Well, then I'm not coming in.
Most likely she is helping a Patriots player.
Oh.
So that he has enough food at home.
Nate Solder?
No.
Oh,
actually,
Gerard Mayo?
No,
oh.
I didn't say anybody.
Okay.
So that
All
is...
Right.
I did!
Ding!
All right.
Shouldn't do that.
But before we get to your stuff, she's on YouTube now.
She's on YouTube, yes.
Okay.
She has a couple of cooking shows there.
All right.
And she does that in Stoughton, and at the very same time they record that.
Okay.
And you can find Laura McDougal on YouTube.
Yep.
And sometimes it is good for radio listeners also to see somebody's face. So please go to YouTube, look for Laura McDougal. Stoughton.
If you're from New England.
Yes. Yes. Okay, Stoughton. I'm not from, really. And then you can see also how she looks. She looks good, by the way.
Yes, as does Laura, as does Norbert. Myself will leave out of this conversation. There's a reason I'm on radio. All right, now we're down to like just over 10 minutes, and you guys got all kinds of paperwork there, and I feel like I've distracted you from it a little bit. So what are we talking about? The last 10 minutes.
Oh my God. Now we have to come up with stuff. So we have next year in July, after July 4th, from July 5th through July 10th, there is the National United States Personal Chef Association
conference
in Providence, Rhode Island. Last year it was in San Antonio. This year was in San Antonio, and last year it was in Long Beach, California. And we are really, really proud to have it here in Providence, which is home turf for us, home turf.
Yeah.
So we are working to help to structure that conference. And we are having, I want to say, there are people from Canada, from Puerto Rico, from the United States of America, and from all different kinds of states. We are expecting 150, 200 people, personal chefs here.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a lot of education, mm-hmm. of course, during that conference. And it is also open to the public. So if somebody wanted to go to a personal chef conference, absolutely.
And I just want to point out, if you're thinking personal chef, I could never afford a personal chef. Both Norbert and Laura have said using a personal chef once a month is a heck of a lot cheaper than getting takeout food
and
four or
correct.
Five times a week.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Gosh. And if you have a business at home, maybe it's even tax deductible. Consult your accountant. Don't take my word for it.
Man. And we are looking for nationwide vendors. If you are somebody who is part of a nationwide business that sells or caters to personal chef opportunities, then please feel free to reach out to us. We are going to have a fairly large, this is going to be the largest conference that we've had. So there's opportunities there for vendors to come in and exhibit.
Excellent.
So you never contacted Jim Corbin for weather. Is he waiting
Jim.
For you?
Jim, how come you didn't call in? Why I oughta. Sometimes when we have guests on,
yeah. He
says, no, I was enjoying the guests and I don't want to interrupt.
But you gave him such a
always,
nice lead-in.
He always was two or three times, so he had always interesting questions for us.
Jim, come on, man. Jim overrates me. Oh, I don't want to interrupt the great Paul Healy's work. Trust me, Jim, there are more people out there who want to know the weather than who want to know my opinion on the next subject I know very little about, like food. So darn the luck.
But I have maybe something which will be interesting for a lot of our listeners for next month.
Yes.
And what I'm trying to do is get a kitchen designer with me in here. Because from My Chef Lara, we are working in 10 to 15 different kitchens every single month. And believe me, most of them are not designed in a way that you really can work efficiently in there.
Yes,
and a lot of people, they don't know about
that. Right, they're designed for the contractor who built it,
exactly.
Not for the cook
exactly.
Who's going to be using
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I thought that might be a very, very interesting thing.
Okay.
At the very same time, when you are renovating your kitchen, guess what? For a week or for 3 weeks, you are out of food.
Yeah,
and
good point.
Call us in there before, then we cook everything into the fridge and freezer, and you will not be out of food. God. So that is one of the things.
Norbert's engaging on a kitchen renovation of his own.
Absolutely.
So it's a subject dear to his heart. Oh.
Yes. I'm
sure
right now going through that.
And I'm sure he's patient and reasonable.
Oh, yes. Always.
I have to look for a very good spot for my knives.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, very quickly, September 22nd, a knife skills class at Stock on Hope Street. That's $10. Find it on eventbrite.com. Co-hosted by Stock and Urban Greens. What do you call the hibachi restaurants, the Japanese restaurants, where they cut all up on your table?
Yeah.
Last time we went to one of those, the guy's going crazy,
the
moving real fast.
Yeah.
And I said, his last job was as a car dealer at Vegas.
Yeah.
Same skills, quick.
Car dealer, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. October 3rd, which is sold out, Shopetition. It's a team event for 15 participants. This October 3rd, it's in Warwick, but again, it's sold out. But for next month's Shopetition, where do they go for information on that?
To mychef.lara.com.
Okay.
And contact us, and we will get together and then explain everything in
detail.
We
can make your very own Shopetition.
Wow. Okay. Knife sharpening. Do you just need one flint for that, or do you need all kinds of different equipment?
There is a difference between knife sharpening and knife honing.
Ooh.
Normally sharpening or grinding is a metal removal process.
Okay.
And with that, you establish the edge.
Okay.
The honing, you do not remove the metal. However, you just bring the burrs back into the shape of the edge.
Okay.
Because that is what you need. Nothing else you should do at home.
Okay.
At home, you use your honing stick.
Okay.
It's not a sharpening stick.
All right.
You use the honing stick just to bring the burrs back to the perfect position of an existing edge.
Okay.
If the edge is hurt or damaged, then you have to resharpen the knife and reestablish the edge. And that is with metal removal. I would suggest to hone your knives every week.
Wow.
I do it sometimes every day.
Really?
Before a service, absolutely. Okay. And then you sharpen the knife.
Mm-hmm.
For us, every 6 months, and for people at home, I want to say once a year, if they are constantly using it. But there is a difference between sharpening and honing.
And because I'm a simple and base creature, which one produces more sparks?
You should not produce any sparks with that.
Darn, talk about taking the fun out of it. Man. Lara, we have 4 minutes to go. What have I missed?
I think we've covered just about everything that we had planned on talking about. You know, if you have any questions, please feel free to call in. We're here for you and to answer any questions that you have.
That's 508.
And how can they reach us?
Well, they can reach us here at the radio
508-222-1320. The number I was supposed to give out more, but I was so enraptured in the conversation myself.
And at My Chef Laura, you can reach us at 401-831-1657. Or, of course, at info@mychef.laura.com. Our website is also available. It has a ton of information on it if you want to know what it is that we do and what we offer.
All right. And because we have a couple seconds, on this day, September 16th, 1955, Play-Doh was introduced. I ate a lot of Play-Doh as a kid.
Did you? That
yeah.
explains a lot of things.
Yes. Doesn't it really? Is there any nutritional value to Play-Doh?
No.
No. Darn.
No.
Even if you put it in your sister's Easy Bake Oven?
Probably not. I'm guessing not. Maybe. I don't know. Minerals, maybe?
Okay.
Maybe.
Man, and Silly Putty's out of the question
out of
entirely.
The question. Right out. Yes.
All right.
Wow. When was that introduced, the Silly Putty?
That I don't know.
I think it was later than Play-Doh.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But my kids, my son's 27, my daughter's 24, they still get Silly Putty in their Christmas stockings every year.
That's fabulous.
There are certain traditions. That's
rather than walnuts.
Exactly. And keep the walnuts away from my brother Rich because he makes a mess of the entire living room because yep. he never picks up the shells
no,
after he
cracks them. You
should
make him a little Pyrex box and he can crack them in the box.
My brother Rich, I love him dearly, but he also suffers from the terrible medical affliction of anti-closetosis. He is completely incapable of closing anything. If he has cereal, the wrapper stays open. If he takes something out of the cabinet stays open. Used to drive my mother nuts. Anti-closetosis leaves lights on everywhere.
Anti-closetosis.
Yes. I think that's going to be the charity we start collecting for in the first month of August. Only you can prevent anti-closetosis. Wow.
So how much money did we make for the charity this hour?
Well,
did you
officially there were 7 bings, but it's not my show yet, Norbert. My show doesn't start till 10 a.m.
Is what he's saying.
Oh,
yes.
You take
count,
that from
yes.
Dominic now?
Dominic doesn't make mistakes, so the charities aren't used to getting money from him. Don't worry, I'm on for 2 hours from 10 a.m. till noon. There'll be plenty of dings for the United Way. But it's funny, our very first charity, we came up with this idea in May. Our very first charity was the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because
yeah.
we had a brand new computer system in May, they got $85 from me.
Wow.
That's a lot. Yeah, we had a caller, Chuck, who called in and said, I'm hearing that bell in my sleep. Oh, gosh. Chef Norbert and Chef Laura, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank Laura you for
McDougall,
having us.
Thanks for nothing.
No, I know.
But she couldn't make it today. Soup and Friends,
yeah.
Saturday, November 14th. At 4:30 p.m., go to mychieflaura.com for information on that. It's free. You just have to bring your own bowl and get creative. There's a prize for that. Bring your own soup spoon. And what else did I miss?
And a friend.
And a friend, yes.
Or a girlfriend.
All right. Friend. I used to have those. Oh. Gosh, thank you so much. Time went by so quick. I'm sorry
yes.
I didn't give out the number more. I'm sorry Jim Corbett didn't call in. Don't worry. Next month, when you're talking about the proper design of a kitchen, Dominic knows what he's doing behind this microphone, and you won't have those problems.
Okay.
All right.